Hello and welcome to our podcast on health and wellness, where we share quick facts that can help you transform your life. Today, we're going to talk about the Warrior Diet, a type of intermittent fasting that has gained a lot of popularity in recent years. Joining us today is our guest, Jane, a dietitian and follower of the Warrior Diet. Jane, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, let's get started. Can you tell us a little bit about the Warrior Diet and how it works?
The Warrior Diet is a type of intermittent fasting that involves eating only one large meal per day, typically at night. During the day, you're allowed to have small snacks, such as fruit or nuts, but you're not supposed to eat anything substantial until dinner.
That sounds pretty extreme. Do you know how this diet was created?
Are you sure you're up for it? It could be a long story to tell.
Of course.
Well, it has an interesting background. The Warrior Diet was created by Ori Hofmeckler. He was a former Israeli Special Forces soldier and a successful artist and author. He observed that in ancient times, warriors would eat sparingly during the day and then feast at night after a successful hunt or battle. He believed that this eating pattern allowed the warriors to optimize their physical and mental performance. Hofmeckler then applied this concept to modern-day eating habits, and that's how the Warrior Diet appeared.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. So did I get it right that the idea behind the Warrior Diet is that it mimics the way our ancestors used to eat?
Exactly. Our ancestors would often have to go without food for long periods and then have one large meal at night, so it's supposed to be more in line with our natural eating patterns.
That's quite an insight. So, Jane, have you tried the Warrior Diet yourself?
Yes, I have. It definitely takes some getting used to, but I found it helpful for my own health goals.
That's great to hear. What are some of the benefits that you personally have experienced with the Warrior Diet?
Well, it has helped me lose weight and get in shape quickly. I've lost 5 pounds in a week. The Warrior Diet can also help regulate blood sugar levels, boost energy, and even enhance mental clarity and focus.
Wow, that's impressive. But I suppose it's not that easy to follow this diet. What are some of the challenges that you've had to deal with?
Well, it was a bit difficult to adjust to eating one meal a day. You see, I was used to snacking throughout the day, so it was quite a challenge for me to cut down on my snacks.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean. I also can't imagine my life without snacks. Do you have any tips for someone who's struggling to stick to the Warrior Diet?
Well, one thing I like to do is distract myself with a good book or TV show when I'm feeling hungry during the day.
The old Netflix and fast technique.
Exactly. Laughter is also a great way to suppress hunger, so maybe throw in a few episodes of your favorite sitcom while you're at it.
I like it. Laughter is the best medicine, after all. Maybe we should rename this the Warrior Diet plus comedy.
There's an idea. Who says dieting has to be all serious and no fun?
Right. What other obstacles do our listeners need to know about?
It can also be tough to make sure you're getting all the nutrients you need in that one meal. So you have to be very intentional about what you eat. Some people may also experience hunger pangs or low energy during the day.
Oh, I see. So who do you think the Warrior Diet would suit the best?
I'd recommend it to people who are already familiar with intermittent fasting and looking for a more strict type of fasting. It's also a good option for those who have busy schedules and don't want to have to worry about preparing multiple meals throughout the day.
That makes sense. And how can someone get started with the Warrior Diet? Can you share a couple of tips for our listeners?
If you're new to fasting, it's best to start with a shorter fasting period and work your way up. And don't be too hard on yourself if you slip during the fasting window. Stay patient with yourself. Also, remember to stay hydrated. And if you feel weak or lightheaded, don't hesitate to break the fast with a small snack. And of course, it's always best to consult with a doctor before switching to a new diet.
Thank you for those great tips. I'm seriously considering trying the Warrior Diet, but I'm not sure I'm ready to give up my morning coffee. Do you think I can make it work?
Well, technically, coffee is allowed during the fasting period as long as you're not adding any cream or sugar. So you can still get your caffeine fix in the morning?
Oh, that's a relief. I don't think anyone wants to deal with me before I've had my coffee.
Yeah, coffee is life.
Couldn't agree more. Do you have any final thoughts about the warrior diet?
I'd say that you just need to listen to your body and make adjustments as needed. With a little bit of planning and dedication, the warrior diet could be just the thing to take your health and fitness to the next level.
Absolutely awesome advice. And on that note, let's wrap up this episode. Thanks again to Jane for joining us and sharing all of her expertise on the warrior diet. And thanks to our listeners for tuning in. Until next time, stay healthy and happy.